This is the Sakar Muli of 1st of July 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you now have the essence of all of this knowledge in your intellects, so you don't even need any pictures. Remember the Father and also remind others to remember him. Question. What knowledge will remain in the intellects of you children in the final period? Answer. At that time, your intellects will only have the knowledge of your returning home. Then from there you will go down into the cycle. You will gradually descend the ladder, and the Father will then come to make your stage ascend. You now know that firstly you belonged to the Sun Dynasty and that you then become part of the Moon Dynasty, etc. There is no need for pictures in this. Om Shanti. Children, are you sitting here in soul consciousness? You have the knowledge of the cycle of 84 births in your intellects, that is, you have the knowledge of your variety of births. There is the picture of the variety form image. You children also have the knowledge of how you take 84 births. You first go from the incorporeal world into the deity religion. You have this knowledge in your intellects, so there is no need for any pictures. We don't have to remember any images, etc. At the end, the only thing each of you will remember is that you are a soul, a resident of the incorporeal world, and that you play your part here. You mustn't forget this. These matters of the cycle of the human world are very simple. There is absolutely no need for pictures in this, because all of those pictures, etc., are things that belong to the path of devotion. On the path of this knowledge, there is education. There is no need for those pictures on the path of this knowledge. Those pictures have simply been corrected. For example, they say that the God of the Gita is Sri Krishna, whereas we say that it is Shiva. This is also something to be understood with the intellect. The knowledge that we have been around the cycle of 84 births remains in your intellects. We now have to become pure. We will become pure and then start to go around the cycle again. This, in essence, is the knowledge that you must keep in your intellects. Just as the Father's intellect has the knowledge of the history and geography of the world and how the cycle of 84 births turns, so you too have the knowledge of how you first go into the Sun Dynasty and then the Moon Dynasty. There is no need for pictures. They have simply been created in order to explain to other human beings. On the path of this knowledge, the Father simply says, Man Manabhav. There is the four-armed image and the image of Ravan. They have to be shown in order for you to explain them. Your intellects have this accurate knowledge. You can still explain without pictures. You have the cycle of 84 births in your intellects. It is easier to explain with pictures, but there is really no need for them. Your intellects are aware that you previously belonged to the Sun Dynasty and then the Moon Dynasty. There is a lot of happiness there. It is called heaven. This is explained using the pictures. At the end, This is the knowledge you will have in your intellects. We are now returning home, and we will then go into the cycle again. You explain to people using the picture of the ladder so that it is easy for them to understand. Your intellects also have the knowledge of how you descend the ladder. Then the Father comes and makes your stage ascend. The Father says, I explain the essence of these pictures to you. There is the picture of the cycle. You can explain that this cycle is 5,000 years. If it were hundreds of thousands of years, the population would increase so much. For the Christians, it is shown to be 2,000 years since Christ came. There are so many human beings in that. In 5,000 years, there would be so many human beings. You show the full calculation. In the Golden Age, because they are pure, there are only a few people there. Now there are so many. If the duration of the Golden Age were hundreds of thousands of years, that population would be countless. They calculate the population of Christians to be greater than the population of Hindus. Many became Christians. Good, sensible children are able to explain this without using pictures. Just think how many human beings there are at present, and how few human beings there will be in that new world. This is now an old world in which there are so many human beings. Then, how is that new world established? Who establishes that new world? Only the Father explains this. He alone is the ocean of knowledge. You children just have to keep the cycle of 84 births in your intellects. We are now going from hell to heaven. Therefore, there should be that happiness inside you, should there not? In the Golden Age, there is no question of sorrow. Nothing is lacking there for which you would have to make effort to attain. Here you have to make effort. You say, I want this machine, I want that thing. All kinds of happiness exist there, just as Maharajas have all kinds of happiness here. The poor don't have all the kinds of happiness. However, this is the Iron Age, which is why there are all the various illnesses, etc. You are now making effort to go to that new world. Heaven and hell exist here. The fun and games you have in the subtle region are just to pass the time. All of those fun and games are to pass the time until you reach your Karmateet stage. Once you reach your Karmateet stage, that's it. You will only remember that you, a soul, have completed your cycle of 84 births, and that you are now going home. You will then go into that Satopradhan world and play your Satopradhan part. You have this knowledge in your intellects. Therefore, there is no need for pictures, etc. A barrister studied so much to become a barrister. The lessons that he has studied are then all over. He earns his reward as a result. You also study and will then go there and rule. There is no need there for this knowledge. Your intellects are now aware of what is wrong and what is right about these pictures. The Father sits here and explains who Lakshmi and Narayan are and who Vishnu is. People become confused on seeing the picture of Vishnu. To worship someone without knowing him is senseless. They don't understand anything. Just as they don't know Vishnu, so they don't know Lakshmi or Narayan either. Nor do they know about Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar. Brahma exists here, but when he becomes pure, he leaves his body and goes there. There is disinterest in this old world. The karmic bondages here cause sorrow. The father now says, return home. There will be no name or trace of sorrow. First of all, you were in your home. Then you entered your kingdom. The father has now come once again to purify you. At this time, the food and drink, etc. of human beings is very dirty. Look what they continue to eat. The deities there don't eat such dirty food. Look what the path of devotion is like. They even sacrifice human beings. The father says, this drama is predestined. The old world definitely has to become new again. You know that you are now becoming Satopradhan. Your intellects understand this, do they not? If there were no pictures here, it would be even better. Otherwise, human beings ask too many questions. The father has explained the cycle of 84 births to you. We become the Sun Dynasty, then the Moon Dynasty, and then the Merchant Dynasty. We take so many births in each dynasty. Keep this in your intellects. You children understand the secret of the subtle region. You go to the subtle region in trance. But there is nothing of yoga or this knowledge in that. That is just a system. It has been explained how a soul is invoked and how, when that soul comes, he cries and repents for not listening to the Father while he was here. All of this is being explained to you children so that you remain busy in making effort and not becoming careless. You children must constantly pay attention that you use your time in a worthwhile way and don't waste it. Maya is not then able to make you careless. Baba also continues to say, children, don't waste time. Make effort to show this path to many others. Become great donors. Remember the Father and your sins will be absolved. Explain to whoever comes here and tell them about the cycle of 84 births. This knowledge of how the history and geography of the world repeat and how the cycle turns should all be in your intellects in a nutshell. You children should remain happy that you are now being liberated from this dirty world. Human beings believe that heaven and hell both exist here together. Those who have a lot of wealth believe that they are in heaven. They had performed some good actions and have therefore received happiness. You are now performing very good actions. Therefore, you will receive happiness for 21 births. Those people believe themselves to be in heaven for one birth. The father says, their happiness is temporary. Your happiness lasts for 21 births. It is for this that the father says, continue to show this path to everyone. It is only by having remembrance of the Father that you will become free from disease and the masters of the world. In heaven there is the kingdom. Remember that too. That kingdom did exist, but it doesn't exist now. This only applies to Bharat. All the rest are byplots. At the end, everyone will return home. We will then go to that new world. There is no need for pictures to explain this. The picture of the incorporeal world and the subtle region has been created in order to explain them. It is explained that it was those on the path of devotion who created those pictures. Therefore, we have to correct them and make them. Otherwise, they would say that we are atheists. This is why we make them with the proper corrections. Establishment through Brahma and destruction through Shankar are in fact fixed in the drama. No one really does anything. Scientists create everything with their own intellects. No matter how much someone tells them not to manufacture any more bombs, they would only stop doing that when those who have many bombs dispose of them in the sea. Since those bombs are being kept, more bombs will surely be manufactured by others. You children understand that the world is now definitely going to be destroyed. The war will definitely take place. Destruction will take place, and you will claim your own kingdom. The Father says, now become benevolent to everyone. The Father gives you children Srimat for you to make your fortune elevated. He says, sweet children, use everything you have in a worthwhile way in the name of the Lord. Some people's wealth will be buried underground. Some people's wealth will be looted by the government. The Lord himself says, children, use your money here by opening a spiritual university come hospital, and many will be benefited. Use it in the name of the Lord, and you will receive the return of that for 21 births. This world is to be destroyed. Therefore, use everything as much as possible in a worthwhile way in the name of the Lord. Shiv Baba is the Lord. On the path of devotion too, you used to donate in the name of the Lord. You are now doing this directly. Continue to open big universities in the name of the Lord, and many will be benefited. You will claim your fortune of the kingdom for 21 births. Otherwise, all of that wealth and prosperity, etc., will be destroyed. It is not destroyed on the path of devotion. Now everything is to be destroyed. Use it now and you will receive the return of it. Bring benefit to everyone in the name of the Lord, and you will receive the inheritance for 21 births. It is explained to you so clearly. However, those who have this in their fortune will continue to use it in this way. You also have to look after your household. This one's, Baba's, part was like that. He had the powerful intoxication. Baba is giving me the sovereignty. Therefore, what would I do with this donkey ship? All of you are sitting here to claim the sovereignty. Therefore, follow him. You know how he renounced everything. he had so much intoxication that he was going to receive that sovereignty. The first partner found Allah, therefore he gave his kingdom, business, to his business partner. He had a kingdom, he was no less. His business was very fertile, prosperous. You are now to receive your sovereignty. Therefore bring benefit to many. The Bati was created. Some came out fully baked and ready, whereas others remained weak. When paper banknotes made by the government don't turn out right, they all have to be burnt. In earlier days, there used to be silver rupees. There was a lot of gold and silver. Look what is happening now. Some people's wealth is looted by the government. That of others is looted by robbers. Look how much looting and robbery there is. There will also be famine. This is the kingdom of Ravan. The golden age is called the kingdom of Rama. The father says, you were made so elevated. So how come you have become so impoverished? You children have now received so much of this knowledge. Therefore there should be great happiness. Day by day your happiness will increase. The closer you come in your pilgrimage, the greater the happiness you will feel. You know that the land of peace and the land of happiness are just standing ahead. You can see the trees of paradise, that's all. We have now almost arrived there. Atcha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost, and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Pay attention to using your time in a worthwhile way. In order to be certain that Maya doesn't make you careless, become a great donor and remain busy in showing many others the path. 2. In order to make your fortune elevated, use everything you have in a worthwhile way in the name of the Lord. Open a spiritual university. Blessing. May you perform pure and elevated acts and thereby reveal the Highest on High Father. Just as you always use your right hand to perform pure and elevated acts, in the same way, become the children who are right hands, the ones who constantly perform pure and elevated acts. Let every act of yours be one that reveals the Highest on High Father, because it is your practical activity that reveals the truth of your thoughts and words. Everyone who sees your activity can then have an experience through that. So with your spiritual drishti and the happiness on your spiritual face, reveal the Father. This too is karma. Slogan. The meaning of spirituality is to have a sparkle of purity in your eyes and a smile of purity on your lips. Avyakt signal. Accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. Nowadays, solar power is accumulated and used to accomplish many tasks. Similarly, accumulate the power of thoughts within you, and you will be able to fill others with power and make their tasks successful. Make those who do not have any courage, courageous, with your words as well as the subtle power of your elevated thoughts. This is the need of the present time. Om Shanti.